No, you have said there's only enforcement class already.
There's a rule for that?
As it is now, after 6 p.m., I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Secretary, could you please do the roll call?
Okay.
Okay. Commissioner Discharge, present. Commissioner Summer?
Present.
Commissioner Stell? Absent. Commissioner Koblick? Absent. Commissioner Longton?
Here.
Present. Commissioner Pike? Absent. Commissioner Poole?
Present.
And Commissioner Lundy?
Here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 3 absent.
Thank you. At this time, I will ask for any additions or changes to the agenda.
For the record, Ms. Burdick, I don't have any additions or changes to the agenda at this time or at all.
Okay, thank you. Commissioners, any changes?
I'm going off.
Okay. We'll move on to the approval of the minutes from the October 24th, 2023 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioners Longton, seconded by Commissioner Summers. All those in favor?
Aye. Wait, I have a correction.
Oh.
Discussion.
Yes. I'm sorry.
On page 5 of 6, it says that I asked why there was not a separate room design for a triage. I specifically said I was not looking for a specific area, but was there a room that could be used for that? And Mr. Jorgensen answered that in the affirmative, that the utility room could be used if necessary, and that satisfied me.
Okay. Yes.
I'll throw it. I'm beautiful.
So we'll just make sure that that's clarified in the minutes.
Right. So what would happen is if you approve the minutes, it would be with that clarification.
Yeah. That's amended.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good enough.
All right. So we've got a motion, Commissioner Longton, seconded by Commissioner Summers. Had our discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, minutes have passed. At this time, we'll ask for any remarks from the public not related to items on the agenda. So if anyone would like to come forward and speak about anything not on the agenda, you're invited to do so at this time. Okay, seeing none. At this time, we are going to adjourn into an executive session. Do we need a vote on that? Okay.
Land use director and the town attorney.
All right, so is there a motion to adjourn for an executive session? I'd like to invite the town planner and town attorney.
So moved.
Second that.
Moved by Commissioner Longton, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We will adjourn for executive session. All right. We are back from executive session. At this time.
Let me see what time we go back in session.
Thank you. It is 6:19, 6:18.
Yes, that's good.
Okay. No votes were taken in our executive session, but we would like to give the public an opportunity to speak on this item.
That would be item, well, first we want to go into item 8 and read that, and then, you know, say what it is that
would happen.
I can do that. Thank you.
There you go.
Yes. 2 years ago, you folks passed a regulation. There was an appeal by Mr. George. The parties have worked out language to resolve the appeal, and we've had an executive session on that. Now it's an opportunity for anybody in the public if they want to speak regarding the proposed language, and if not, then you know you can go ahead and vote.
Can you say what the change was real quick?
I can do that.
Yeah,
I'll read it into the record. So Under the proposal, section 16.10.6 of the Mottville zoning regulations would be further amended as follows. I'll read the current language. Frontage, side yards, front yards, and rear yards may be reduced by 25%, see requirement in applicable zone. Provided, however, that lots in the R40 zone may be developed in accordance with the following bulk requirements if served by public sewer and water. Lot frontage 80 feet, front yard setback 30 feet, rear yard setback 30 feet, side yard setback 10 feet. In no case shall any side yard be less than 10 feet. Applicable height restrictions shall remain in effect. The proposed language is as follows. Frontage, side yards, front yards, and rear yards may be reduced by 25%, see requirement in applicable zone. Provided, however, that lots in the R40 zone that had either interior to such lots or within the limits of that portion of a public street or highway immediately abutting such lots, the existence and availability of municipal sewer and a public water supply as of November 15, 2021 may be developed in accordance with the following bulk requirements. Lot frontage 80 feet, front yard setback 30 feet, rear yard setback 30 feet, side yard setback 10 feet. In no case shall any side yard be less than 10 feet. Applicable height restrictions shall remain in effect. Would anyone from the public like to comment on this?
Good evening, members of the commission. My name is Harry Heller. I'm an attorney with an office at 736 Route 32 in Uncasville, and I have represented Old Colchester Road LLC in this litigation. We had proposed the original text amendment to the commission that was approved, and we have negotiated this language, which has been approved by our client. We'd urge the commission to approve it.
Thank you, Attorney Heller.
Good evening. My name is John Chase. I'm an attorney as well with professional office at 34 Church Street in Mystic. As Attorney Heller is represented, or rather, I should say that I represent Mr. Richard George in this appeal, and as Attorney Heller is represented, we submitted the proposed language that would resolve the concerns of my client while preserving concerns, or rather objectives, of Mr. Heller's client. We think, in particular, this language results in predictability from the perspective of the citizens of the town. In other words, by establishing an inception date, which, as I'm sure you've been informed, was the date of the original passage of this amendment, citizens may be able to predict what may occur on parcels adjacent to theirs, on parcels in areas of the town, without depending on or without need for resort to unknown future decisions of those bodies which regulate the extensions of public sewer and water, which could happen outside of this commission's, or would happen outside of this commission's, control and authority. It's been my client's position that this would result in a delegation of the zoning power unlawfully from this commission to another commission, the WPCA or other bodies. In any event, as Attorney Heller is represented, the parties are satisfied that the language meets their respective objectives and concerns, and we respectfully request also that this be approved by the commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Attorney Chase. Anyone else? Okay, we'll take a vote at this time. Is there a motion to approve the proposed language?
So moved.
Second that.
Moved by Commissioner Longton, seconded by Commissioner Desjardins. Any discussion? Okay, we'll take a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Desjardins, for. Commissioner Sumner?
For.
Commissioner Estelle? Absent. Commissioner Koblick? Absent. Commissioner Longton?
Favor.
Commissioner Pike? Absent. Commissioner Poole?
In favor.
Chairperson Lundy?
In favor.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 in favor.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to item 9, public hearing, discussion, and decision. We have a public hearing this evening on 23 sub 1, 958 Route 163, parcel ID 046-008-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. The owner applicant is the Navar Company, Dean Fisk, for a proposed two-lot re-subdivision. This was submitted July 26th, 2023, and received August 22nd, 2023. A public hearing was opened September 26th and continued until this evening with a 14-day extension granted. So we will reopen the hearing at this time.
Yes. Thank you. For the record, Liz Burdick, Director of Land Use and Development. If you all recall, this has been on our agenda for a very long time. This is an application for a one-lot re-subdivision for one residential unit. It is public hearing because it is a subdivision. A re-subdivision is required by the Connecticut General Statutes. We are now up to exhibit. Wait a minute. Stacey, could you help me out here? Because I have two lines, but they're, this one's after the meeting and this one's after the meeting. What about these two? They were after the last meeting. So these would be new ones,
yes.
Right? Okay. All right. So we don't have as many as I thought. We have 10 new exhibits. So I'm going to read the exhibits in the record. Exhibit 40 is email from John B. Chase dated 10/25/2023. Exhibit 41 is Connecticut DOT letter dated 10/24/23, received on 10/26/23. That letter was a letter from the Connecticut DOT disapproving the driveway location and asking for the plans to be revised to maintain adequate sightline. Okay. We have a letter from Attorney Mishaw dated 10/26/2023, received 10/31/2023. This letter really has nothing to do with this application, but it came in and it's regarding this property. So our town attorney advised that I should put it on the record. It was a records, a letter from the law offices of Attorney Mishaw saying that, giving the town notice that there is an intent to file an application to the siting council for a solar array on the property. Okay? Again, has nothing to do with this application. The application that's in front of you is for a one-lot re-subdivision for a house. But this came in, so we put it on. Exhibit 43, draft conservation easement received 11/13/2023. Exhibit 44, draft sightline easement received 11/13/2023. Exhibit 45, draft grading easement, received 11/13/2023. Exhibit 46, revised drainage easement, received 11/13/2023. Exhibit 47, revised driveway easement, received 11/13/2023. Exhibit 48, a revised resubdivision plan dated 7/17/23 and revised to 11, it was revised to, I believe, 11. 11/6. We received that on 11/13. So, Exhibit 49 is an extension letter dated 11/14/2023. And Exhibit 50 is planner comments, my comments, staff report number 5 dated today. So, let me tell you where we are with this application. So, the DOT responded to this after our last meeting. They asked that revisions be made. The applicant has made those revisions. They have resubmitted to DOT. I confirmed with my contact at DOT that they have been submitted. They are under review. But we just received these revised plans. We received them on Friday, but we were closed for Veterans Day. We got them on Monday. We posted them on the town website yesterday, but we don't feel that's adequate time for the public to be able to review not only the revised plan set, but all of these drainage, all of these easements. Mm-hmm. So we ask that the applicant, it's my recommendation this hearing be continued. In order to do that, the applicant would have to grant this commission an extension of time, an additional one. If you remember from the last meeting, they granted you, I think it was a 16-day extension of time to today. They have to give you 28 more days to get to December 12th. They have done that. I'll read the letter into the record. It's dated November 14th, 2023. Sarah Lundy, Chairperson, Montville Planning and Zoning Commission, 310 Norwich and London Turnpike, Uncasville, Connecticut, regarding request for extension, resubdivision application, PZ number 23, sub 1. 958 Route 163, parcel ID 046008-000, Oakdale, Connecticut 06370. Dear Chairperson Lundy, ID and Fisk of the Navarre Company, 677 Main Street, Cheshire, Connecticut 06410, and the applicant property owner for the PZC application 23 sub 1 for one lot re-subdivision of 958 Route 163, Oakdale, Connecticut, to create one new lot. I hereby request the Planning and Zoning Commission continue the public hearing for this application from November 14, 2023 to the December 12, 2023 meeting of the commission. And I grant the commission a further 28-day extension of time to do to said date to close the public hearing. Signed, Dean Fisk, the Navarre Company, date 11-14-2023. So that's my recommendation at the time. I do recommend that you reopen it to any public comment this evening. The applicants aren't here, but you know, any public comment would be recorded noted in the minutes. So I have no further comments. Does anyone have any questions for me?
Well, I do. Sorry. What would be the effect of putting the solar array on there, and where would it be?
So I'm not going to answer that question because I don't know what the effect of it is. All we got was a letter of intent to submit an application.
Right.
Unrelated to this application.
Unrelated to this application.
Unrelated to the It's related to the land.
It's related to the land, the property address. It is not related to this application. We put it in the record because we received it. Right. And we wanted it to be part of the record. It's an intent. It's not an application to the Siting Council. If they submit it to the Siting Council, it may not get approved. I mean, it's tentative. It's just saying, tentatively, we want to do this. If they don't do it, they have a one-lot re-subdivision for one house. And anything other than that, we have to come back to this commission for a change, except for a solar farm approved by the Siting Council. We have no jurisdiction.
And that would override what we approve in that specific area.
Well, so this is a one-lot re-subdivision. They're showing that you can support a one new single-family residence on the lot. So that's what this is for. But it would also create the new lot. No, there's other uses in, you know, the zone that someone, I guess, could come in for also and say, you know, we don't want to build a new house, we want to build a church, right? So we're going to get a permit and we're going to do a church instead of a new house. That would require a whole other plan to approve us.
Okay.
All right. So at this time, I will invite members of the public to speak on this application. Would anyone like to speak in favor of the application? Would anyone like to speak against the application? I have to ask three times. Mm-hmm. Anyone in favor? Anyone against? Anyone in favor? Anyone against? Okay, hearing no comments, I'll entertain a motion to continue this meeting until the December meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. December 12th.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Longton, seconded by Commissioner Poole. Any discussion? Oh,
Either
Commissioner
way.
Summers, I'm sorry.
Either way.
Ventriloquist over there. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, the public hearing will be continued until December 12th.
And then you have item B.
Yes. So item B was discussion and decision of that same application. So I would entertain a motion to table that.
All moved. Second.
I missed entirely. Who made the motion? Commissioner Desjardins. Commissioner Longton seconded. Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Motion passes and is tabled. Moving on to old business, we have item 10A, which is 23 Site 9, 125 Depot Road, parcel ID 071-007-000 from Uncasville, Connecticut. The applicant is KKSH2 LLC on behalf of Marine Materials Management Limited Owner. Limited. The owner is Uncasville LLC, Gateway Montville LLC, the lessee. The agent is attorney Harry Heller for a site plan, coastal site plan review for marine materials management transloading facility at existing Gateway Terminal. The application was submitted September 13th. It was received September 26th. It was tabled from the October meeting, and a decision is required by the end of this month. Liz, what should we know about this application?
Okay, so if you recall, this application was tabled from your October 24th meeting. And, you know, it's a little bit closer because of the holiday rather than a full month. And if you recall at the last meeting, the applicant was working with DEEP, Land Water Resource Division, and Solid Waste Division on a couple of issues with regards to state permits. They are still working on that issue. They have requested that the application be tabled. That is also my recommendation. Just for the record, we received today a letter from Heller, and Attorney Heller's here, obviously, if you'd like to speak, and Mr. Povila. Received a letter dated November 14th to the Town of Montville Planning and Zoning Commission regarding application of KKSH2 LLC on behalf of Marine Materials Management Limited Liability Company, 125 Depot Road, Montville, Connecticut, on behalf of the above-referenced applicant with respect to a site plan application currently pending before the Montville Planning and Zoning for approval of a material amendment and transloading use of a portion of the above-referenced property. We hereby request this matter be tabled at the November 14th, 2023 meeting and continue to December 12th, 2023. In furtherance thereof, the applicant hereby grants the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission an extension of the statutory time period in which the Commission is required to render a decision on this application to December 12th, 2023. We hereby request the Commission take the requested action as the applicant continues to address staff review comments and reconcile differences in the methodologies proposed for material amendment in the above reference application with methodologies approved by the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection and the currently extant demonstration permit for this use. Should you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. Very truly yours, Harry B. Heller. So in this case, I don't know if Attorney Heller would like to address the commission. You would make a motion to accept the granting of the extension. The decision required date for this application is 11:30. Therefore, he's granting an extension to the December 12th meeting and then to table it to the December 12th meeting. Anyone have any questions for me?
Point of order. We did not take a vote to take it, to put it back on the table, so we shouldn't need to have a vote to put it back on.
Okay. I think we need to go back to postponing.
We did postpone, didn't we?
Right, it's already postponed. What I'm saying is that this item was tabled, and you can't reconsider an item without having a vote to put it back on the table.
I'll make a motion to take it off the table, okay?
We haven't had any discussion yet, so if we do that prior to our discussion, it should be fine. All right, so there's a motion to take this item.
Well, you should probably do the motion to put it back on the table first.
Which you did.
I'll take
it. That first.
Okay, put it back on the table.
Yep.
It's on the table. Right?
So Commissioner Desjardins made a motion to place this item on the table.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Longton. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The item is back on the table.
I have no new comments other than what I said just before we put it back on
Thank
the table.
Thank you.
Is everyone okay with that?
Yes.
Or have any questions?
Okay. Attorney Heller, is there anything you'd like to add?
Okay.
Thank you.
I make a motion that we table this item until the December 12th meeting.
Second.
Okay.
It was made by Commissioner Longton, seconded by Commissioner Summers. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining?
Oh, boy.
Okay, the motion passes.
Commissioner Longton.
The abstainment not coming to the meeting.
You think this is going to get resolved at the next meeting?
Don't worry.
It will be in 2024, but 5.
Don't worry about it.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm getting upset.
Hopefully.
Okay, moving on to item 10B, 23 Site 10, 225 Maple Avenue, parcel ID 077-041-000, Uncasville, Connecticut. The applicant and property owner is Town of Montville for site plan review for a proposed animal control facility and associated site improvements. It was submitted October 6th. The date of receipt was October 24th. It was tabled from that same meeting, and a decision is required by December 27th. As this was tabled, I'll entertain a motion to remove it from the table.
So I'll
place it on the table, whichever.
We want.
Someone make a motion.
Was it on the table or off the table? Where is it now?
It was tabled.
Okay. Let's take it off the table.
Second.
The motion was made by Commissioner Desjardins and seconded by Commissioner Longton. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The item is now on the table.
Okay, so what are we going to do now?
I don't know where it is in relation to the table, but we're going to talk about it.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay. Last night too, so. Okay, for the record, Liz Burdick, Director of the Land Use Department. I'm actually going to turn this over to Paul Jorgensen and Donald Smith, who work for Silver and Petrocelli, and they are our consultants, and they're going to address some of the comments or questions that you had.
Sure.
At the last meeting, if you recall, this is a site plan approval for the animal control facility at 225 Maple Avenue at the Public Works Complex. Approval of this site plan is only an approval, site plan approval. If it is approved, you have 5 years to complete the work in for this site plan, with an additional extension of time of 5 years, and then I think you can get another 9 for other things. But what I just want to confirm that. Approving this site plan is not approval of building the building. So I want that to be very clear, and I want that to be on the record. So I guess I'll turn it over to our guys. How's that sound?
Perfect.
We're not going to do the whole PowerPoint thing again because we did that last month. But Mr. Jorgensen and Mr. Smith are going to address some of the comments that came up at the last meeting.
Yeah. You could state your names for the record. That would be fantastic.
Good evening. For the record, Donald Smith, Jr., professional engineer with an office at 56 Greenwood Circle in Seymour, representing the applicant, the town of Montville, regarding a new animal shelter at 225 Maple Avenue. We had received the latest comments from CLA engineers dated October 26th, and we've addressed those that were appropriate. They questioned the orientation of the building with the front facing away from Maple Avenue, and we didn't really do the site sighting, the location of the building, but the building is situated the way it is now to take full advantage of the south exposure on the roof for solar panels. Second comment, the trees along Maple Avenue have been removed. Additional screening should be provided. You know, we can provide as much or as little screening as you like. We did not add any additional screening now. I've asked for some input on that, but we did not add any additional screening. Site lighting described on the plans. There were site electrical plans, lighting plans that were included as part of the set that addressed that comment. They had a comment about a culvert, and rather than an angle point, it should be a new structure added, which we did. Trash removal to be described on the plans. I guess currently the animal control facility, you know, is at Public Works, and they use the Public Works dumpster for their trash. They get it from the building to the Public Works dumpster. When I spoke with Mr. Carlson this morning, he said he would not expect that to change, and he doesn't think that this building needs its own trash dumpster. So we just use the dumpster on site. Timber guardrail, we added that detail to the plans, as well as the silt sack detail as part of the erosion controls. The cross-section of the stormwater management surface treatments, we provided that, as well as the soil testing. And then the need for fencing to separate the adjacent playground for the proposed facility should be considered. Again, that's not something that we have proposed, but if the commissioner of the town feels that there's some additional fencing required to separate the facility, we can provide that. And one of the last comments that we had was from WPCA, actually, was questioning the or suggesting we look at the Public Works pump station, because right now the proposal is that the new facility would tie into the existing pump station where the existing facility does. Well, I guess the existing facility raises a little bit of havoc with the pump station in terms of dog hair, toys, bones, etc. So after discussion, I think the best way to address that is we'll put a 1,000-gallon septic tank just outside of the new facility that would basically act as a trap, catch floatables, catch all the solids, catch anything, catch all the dog hair, so that now that pump station, which is a grinder pump station, so it does have cutters and the like, but it'll only be handling gray water as opposed to all of that heavy waste, let's say, from the facility. So at this point, I think we've addressed all of the comments that have been raised by staff, but if there's anything else, we're more than happy to accommodate that. This is your facility, not ours. So we're working for you.
Claire, may I add to Mr. Smith's comments with regards to there is not a 1,000-gallon septic tank shown on this plan. This is something that came up at the last minute. It was a discussion between WPCA and John Carlson. And there was a discussion that instead of upgrading the pump, that their WPCA should be considered, okay? Right now it's tied into the existing pump system, that they should, that the town should explore putting a 1,000-gallon septic tank on the property under the park, in the area of the parking lot, that would be pumped out once a year. Okay? No. It would only be for, the dog waste. So any hair, I don't know how random toys are going to get through grates, but, who knows. That'll go into that tank. The tank would be pumped. I chose, after discussion with John Carlson, not to revise these plans to do that. That's going to require approval from the health district. Okay, we decided to leave these plans as is. If the application is approved and the facility is ultimately constructed, we can submit plans. I've actually asked them to already put together a set of plans and give them to Uncasville Health District to be ready. We don't need to come back to this commission just to add a septic tank. Mm-hmm. So they could decide to not upgrade the pump system, and I think one of the big things is cost, okay? They could decide to put the septic tank in instead, and it would just be revised and approved administratively. It's like if you're replacing a septic system, And WPCA is suggesting this, so we're exploring it and we're getting it ready. But we wanted to, before revising plans all over again to show one or the other, we said if there's funding for this and it gets built, then we'll address it at that time. The other thing I wanted to note was there was some additional trees added around the kennels that our assistant planner had asked for. I had discussed additional screening with John Carlson, who is the DPW director. And it was decided that if the facility is built, once it's built, we would take a look at what we need for screening at that time. In other words, we don't want to just show something willy-nilly on a plan. We really need to see it constructed. We did this, if you recall, down at the gas station. We needed to have screening down there, but it was so overgrown. It was really hard to picture what we even needed. Once the site was cleared, then we could have the screening from the neighbors. And we had conditioned it upon that the future screening had to be approved by the commissioner of the land use structure. Mm-hmm. That's kind of in this purview, so we did opted not to show additional fencing, but John Carlson thought if additional fencing needed to be up to screen it, he could address it at that time as just a separate Public Works sort of line item. So that's where we are with that. I also know that, I'm going to let Paul go because he's got some other stuff to say, but I just want to add to Mr. Smith's comments with regards to that septic system.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And just so you know, he has addressed all of the town engineer's comments. He has addressed all but one of the assistant planner's comments. And other than that one issue with the WPCA, all of their staff comments have been addressed.
Okay. Thanks, Liz.
For the record, Paul Jorgensen, project manager with Silver Petroselli, offices in Hamden, 3190 Whitney Avenue, and New London, 311 State Street. One of the comments that was mentioned, it was verbal comment from the commission last time, was Public Act 23138, which I do have a copy of, and we went over with the design team any requirements that might affect the design of the building. And we really already meet all the requirements of that act. So that was the one architectural comment, aside from the siting and other site comments that were also raised. So I'm not sure. We have not revised. We did hear the commission in terms of the overall flow of the building in terms of the architecture. But the plan stands as originally submitted. We haven't revised it in any way. So with that, I'll leave it for questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the issues that had come up in the town engineer's report, when this was originally conceptually drawn, it was perpendicular to the driveway going in, mm-hmm. but it was kinked to get the solar benefit. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was moved a little bit this way. And one thing that would happen also with that would be the dog kennels would not be facing the neighbors straight on. They would be going towards the DPW office a little bit more. So we thought that might be a better situation as well. Mm-hmm. You know, besides moving it for solar, I mean, you want to always try to construct buildings so that they have future benefits for solar, yeah. solar panels. Yeah. So that's why that was done.
Thanks, Liz. Are there any questions for Mr. Smith or Mr. Jorgensen from the commission?
I just have one I forgot to ask last month. The generator, is that diesel or is that going to be propane fired?
I believe it's diesel.
Okay. So that's going to have a day tank?
Put the tank under. Okay. It's a diesel.
Okay. Because that tank can be quite large, whereas the generator is usually small, so that's... Yeah.
I thought they're going to have a little teeny weeny generator.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other questions?
Any generator would have to comply with the requirements of our building official. Yep. And if it needed to be shown on the site plan, we could do that as well. Administratively.
Right.
So the location of it.
But that'll affect some of the screening that we would need.
Commissioner Longton?
Yes, just a comment brought on by Liz letting everyone know about the potential for a tank. Point of information for the members of the commission. As a member of the WPCA, I just want to comment that you would be amazed at what is in the wastewater when it comes to the WPCA for treatment. You know, it would just blow your socks off. So anything that new projects can do to minimize mm-hmm. unnecessary waste in the water we have to process mm-hmm. is greatly appreciated. And whether it's handled by putting it on the plan or handled administratively is up to the to Liz there. But it would be greatly appreciated if you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that would also make the owner of the facility or the plan responsible for its disposal instead of the WPCA.
Correct. Well, they you know, if the tank is put in, they'd be pumping that once a year.
Yes.
Yeah. As needed.
Yep.
So instead of, apparently what happens now is there's a lot of hair and dog waste, and it causes, I'm sure, I don't need to know everything else, but you find your treatment. bins, but apparently it causes some issues with the pump. So that was and it's a good suggestion. It's just that we wanted to, right now we don't have the funds for the entire project to be built. If the funds become available somehow, that's the time we're going to have that plan ready to go Silver and Petrocelli is going to put together a plan that we can submit to Uncas Health District for review and approval so that, you know, if the funding becomes available and it's built, then we will already have it approved.
All right. Unless there are any other questions, we'll move on to making a motion as outlined in the staff memo.
Yes, and I do recommend approval with conditions because of the fact that we believe it's a very simple site, really. It's just a small portion of DPW. All the stormwater has been addressed. The town engineer has signed off. The DPW director has signed up. All staff comments have been addressed. So we do recommend approval with conditions as written out in the recommended.
Would anyone like to make a motion and read it?
I will make a motion to approve the application 23 Site 10, 225 Maple Avenue, parcel ID 077-041-000 in Uncasville, Connecticut. The applicant property owner is the Town of Montville for site plan review for a proposed animal control facility and associated site improvements. In that the application, supporting documents, and a plan entitled New Animal Control Facility at Montville Animal Shelter, 225 Maple Avenue, Montville, Connecticut, prepared by Silver Petrocelli and Associates, dated 10-2-2023, revised 11-8-2023, comply with all applicable sections of the Montville zoning regulations with the following conditions. One, final plan set shall be revised to add maintenance schedule for stormwater structures. Two, applicant shall meet all of the requirements of the town building department, office for the fire marshal, WPCA, Uncas Health District for required permitting and inspections prior to issuance of a certificate of zoning compliance. Three, all drainage structures proposed for the project shall be constructed and maintain post-construction in accordance with the approved plan set. Four, final revised plan sets along with a digital copy of the final plan shall be submitted to the Land Use Department and shall be signed and sealed with original signatures by a professional engineer. Five, an approved zoning permit is required prior to the start of any work. Six, the zoning officer must be contracted and a pre-construction meeting shall be held at least 24 hours prior to the start of any work. Soil erosion and sediment controls shall be installed in accordance with the approved plan set and inspected by the zoning officer prior to the start of any work. 7. After work has commenced, any substantive changes to the approved site plan require review and approval by the land use director and/or the Planning and Zoning Commission. 8. A final, as-built plan, including finished grades, shall be submitted to the zoning officer for review and approval prior to the issuance of a certificate of zoning compliance.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, the motion was made by Commissioner Poole and seconded by Commissioner Desjardins. Any discussion? Let's take a roll call vote, please.
Oh, Commissioner Desjardins for this project. Commissioner Sumner?
For.
Commissioner Stelt? Commissioner Koblick, absent. Commissioner Lonka?
Favor.
Commissioner Pike, absent. Commissioner Poole?
In favor of.
Okay, and Chairperson London?
In favor. The motion passes.
Passes. We're all in favor.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. We'll get the show on the road.
Okay, moving on.
We'll be in touch. You know that because, you know, we can't stay away. Stop calling.
Moving on to new business, item 11A, we have adoption of the 2024 meeting schedule. The meeting dates proposed are all in the year of 2024. January 23rd, February 27th, March 26th, April 23rd, May 28th, June 25th, July 23rd, August 27th, September 24th, October 22nd, November 12th, December 10th, and then again January 28th, 2025.
It's all fabulous.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the proposed dates.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Desjardins, seconded by Commissioner Longton. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. They have been approved. Next, we have election of officers.
Yes.
Which I have no information about in my packet.
I thought we already did that not long ago.
We don't. No, every year in the December meeting, there's really nothing to have in the packet, so it has to be an election of officers.
I recommend that the...
I'm sure Mr. Longte, you make motions, correct, to nominate someone for chairman, vice chairman, and secretary. One seconds that, you can vote individually. I believe there is a slate, mm-hmm. correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is?
So that's where we are. So you want to vote with, maybe start with secretary, move up to vice chair, move up to chair.
And we do this evening or in December?
Okay.
No.
I mean, you can wait till the next meeting when you have more people if you want. Currently, John Desjardins is your secretary. Wills Pike is your vice chairman, and Sarah Lundy is your chairman.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion that the slate be elected as the officers for next year.
I second.
Okay. It was the motion was made by Commissioner Longton, seconded by Commissioner Poole. Any discussion?
Well, was that the motion? I'll do be secretary. That's fine, Andy.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, the officers have been elected.
And it's like a third world.
Congratulations, Mr. Peck. They always say nominate someone when they're not here.
Right. Yeah, that's a problem.
Should have been here.
Yes.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to zoning matters. We have the ZEO report.
For the record, Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer. This is my report from October 24th, 2023 to November 14th, 2023. Total inquiries were 204. Zoning permits opened at the beginning of this reporting period was 330. Total number of certificate of zoning compliance with field inspections were 12. Total field inspections were 10. Total zoning permits issued were 17, three of which are pending. Total zoning permits currently open, 335. Zoning complaints, enforcements that are new, there were 3. Zoning complaints that are ongoing, 11. Zoning complaints that are closed, 4. Wetlands complaints, 3. And we have Inland Wetland Commission applications. There are 4. And 1 ZBA application.
Thank you. Is there anything of particular note that you want us to know about? Anything you found interesting this time around?
Yeah. Since you're new with this.
Oh, yeah.
All interesting, right? Get you on your toes.
Each one is
interesting in its own way, yeah.
I don't miss
something
doing
to talk.
That.
Something to talk about at night.
Thank you, Stacey.
What is the removal of a vacuum island?
What?
Do you want me to explain that? Okay. So down at the Chucky's bubble where the Dunkin' Donuts is, where the guy flew up over the road and crashed.
Oh yes, yes.
Last year, everyone knows that.
Thompson.
Maybe not Sarah.
Where is this?
Right across from Dime Savings
right
Bank.
Yeah. McDonald's.
Oh yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Car wash.
I was there when I saw that.
Diagonally to Pink Road.
Yeah.
Past Summer Park, flew across and hit the pumps. It was.
Oh yes, I was there when that happened.
But anyway, so at that gas station, there's a car wash.
Yeah.
Basically, not even being used. It's sort of a defunct car wash, but it's an approved car wash, and there's a vacuum that also nobody uses. So the Chucky store, John McNeil is the sort of the district manager of all these Chucky stores. And what he has been doing lately is he has a company that will come to this car wash, right? Instead of it being a public car wash, you go there, he washes your car, he brings it over to another area, he vacuums it, he cleans it, and then you get back in your car and leave. So it's going to be a full-service type of car wash. They'll offer car washes. I don't really know the whole thing, but the vacuums will come out. It will not be like a public vacuum. Nobody, from what I understand, they don't even work.
Yeah, it's just one of those, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. You go there and you put a quarter in it, it sucks for 5 seconds, and you squirt.
Yeah, that's going to go away. And the car wash is not even being used anymore. It wasn't being used much. It's a very outdated old car wash, but it's a good solid building. So they wanted to do something in that building. And since it's already a car wash, just a different kind of car wash, we had this McNeil's new site plan, and we approved it administratively. I mean, we're not really changing the use; we're just removing the vacuum, and we're showing an area that will only be dedicated to that car wash.
So it's going to be a guy with a hose now.
I'm sorry, what?
So the car wash, you're going to change it. Instead of having all the brushes and everything else, you're going to be a guy with a hose.
Yeah, I don't know. All the details, but it would be like a full service, like, yeah, car detailing place. You can get your car washed and vacuumed, and that's it. And it'll be only in that building where the other one was. So that's what that was all about. And I made the determination that it be done by
itself. Everything was already in compliance.
Sure, what?
Yeah. Everything was already in compliance.
They're not really changing anything. They're just changing. They had to take the vacuum out, and we wanted to make sure they had adequate space for the cars for the vacuum. There were only two spaces. It was these gigantic spaces on each side of this gigantic vacuum. So they're taking that out, and we show it on a plan, an area that will be dedicated for that car wash person to finish detailing these cars.
Oh, fabulous.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, so that's fabulous.
Land use director report. Anything to add, Liz?
Oh, geez. No, I think all this is good to me today.
Liz informed me that Liz informed me that
She had Reese's and I had cake for dinner, and that was actually our lunch today.
And you had no internet for most of the day, correct?
Yes, our internet and our phones went down around 9, came back at about 1:30 on meeting day. So we were at 5:30 dinner last night.
Well, thank you very much for getting it done.
But we got it done, and thank you, Meredith, for helping me out. I would be happy to update you on the communications once you get to that. That I can do for you.
Okay. Is there any other business?
Oh, and one quick thing. We do have Megan now, so we have full staff, and we're very happy to welcome her. This is her second day. She had to go to a meeting, so... We're happy to have her, and she's being inducted quickly. So.
Yeah. Trial by fire. Welcome.
Just to let you know, we do have our full staff.
Just throw her in the deep end. It'd be good.
That's what we did. That's the way we work anyway.
All right. So, Liz, can you tell us about the correspondence received, please?
Yeah. So what this is we get referrals, statutory referrals from other towns if they have a project within 500 feet of the town line. Usually when we get them, they've already had the public hearing day in the past, and if we get it like 2 days before the public hearing date, as you know, sometimes they'll come to you, like the home road run, we got this referral, this is what it is, I will send a response on your behalf, and we'll go from there. Sometimes they're so benign, I'll just say, I renew this, and there's no municipal impact, and I'll send it off to them. These, we actually got this one on November 2nd. This is the town of Preston. It's for a zoning text amendment to institute a temporary moratorium on short-term rentals and to amend their regulations to incorporate such temporary moratorium. And it looks like what they're working on is, they show at the back of here, regulations for short-term rentals.
Good, like Airbnb.
Towns are starting to write zoning regulations for short-term rentals, which are VRBO, Airbnb, those type of developments. Even back when I was zoning official, we talked about these. We don't have any problems. Right now, we include them in our bed and breakfast regulation as a bed and breakfast facility. So if you apply for bed and breakfast facility, which is a hosted type of a rental, we can give you a permit for that. Otherwise, you're using it as a single family for single family. Mm-hmm. That's it. You haven't had a problem. When I came back as director of the land use department, Mayor McDaniel said, you know, you think we need to do that again, but see if we have any problems. Listen, someday if you guys want to regulate short-term rentals, I'd be happy to do so. We have so many other things that are higher on the list than writing regulations for those. We don't have any problems. When was the last time we got a complaint? Well, a lot of times.
Well, there's one on this report, isn't there?
Huh?
There is, yes.
Yes, right. We got one.
The 111A.
But that was even more. They had made it into two apartments. That was the whole thing. And someone complained to the fire marshal, and they showed us pictures on that. Fire marshal and Stacy went out. It all got shut down. So,
but had they properly permitted through this B&B?
They properly permitted as a bread and breakfast establishment. So if someday you want to do that, it looks like they're putting a temporary moratorium in place so that nobody comes in and does it. When I was in Ledger, we wrote an ordinance. There was a lake there, and there's a lot of cottages, and they're all on one lot. And there was one guy that was buying up a lot of these cottages, fixing mm-hmm. them up very nicely, and then renting them out to Navy guys on the weekend. And uh-huh. eggs in the lake. There were, you know, they were urinating in the Navy lawn, peeking in windows, and the complaints started pouring in. Loud parties, you know, so on and so forth. So Ledger wrote an ordinance. Since I left there, they have now written zoning regulations. So if you want to see what a zoning regulation zone for short-term rental looks like, I can, you know, you can look in Ledger zoning regulations. And that's recent, I think, in the last year.
Okay.
They're just complicated, though.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a yeah. lot of issues with them because they're single-family homes, which are not.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Well, that was why we in Ledger originally wrote an ordinance because, you know, how is a single-family home being used as a single-family mm-hmm. home? Violation, and, you know, is there going to be too many lawsuits from really sharp attorneys like Mr. Heller? So they wrote an ordinance, but since that time they wrote regulations. So someday, if you'd like me to. So I do not find that there's any intermunicipal impact on the town of Montville, and if that's okay with you, I will send an email to their planner saying that. Does that work for you guys?
Works good. Calls fabulous.
Okay.
The next one, and I'm actually, you know, happy that Attorney Hall is here because I'm not really sure what this is. We received on November 2nd, a referral from the town of Ledger for a public hearing would be opening on November 16th, which is Thursday, at the Ledger Town Hall Annex 4. A special use permit and CAM review to modify existing special use permit for mixed use commercial industrial to add excavation operation located at 737 and 1716 Connecticut Route 12, yeah. Gales Ferry, Connecticut. May I address Attorney Heller?
I think that has to do with Dow Chemical.
Is that? Yeah. Yeah. So Attorney Heller is very well acquainted with the Ledger folks, so I'm going to let him sort of tell you what that might be.
I represent the applicant.
There you go. So could you tell us a little bit about this application?
It's the Dow Chemical Chemical property, which Ledger has very, very little available industrial land because, unlike Montville, they have almost a total lack of utilities. Mm-hmm. So the Dow Chemical site did have municipal water, but it does not have municipal sewer. But most of that site is under environmental restrictions from prior Dow Chemical contamination, so there's really very little developable land there. This is a rock cut proposed at the southerly end of the Dow Chemical property to create about 40 acres of developable industrial land.
So this is not an excavation operation. This is construction excavation.
It's a rock cut.
Okay. Yes,
under their regulations, it's an excavation, but it's not dirt, it's rock.
Right, yes. So it's not going to be a Lombardi sand and gravel type operation. They're going to do the work, and when it's done, it's done?
Oh, yeah, when it's,
it's done. It's not a rock cut like Billy's doing up on the hill.
No. We're looking right now. We're very close to inking a deal that will be ancillary services to offshore wind on that site.
Yeah, because I heard some half a lot. Somebody told me that
Because I heard objections to everything else. Because around that site is where Fort Decatur was from the War of 1812.
Correct.
And I know I got some people came up to me and blah, 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 blah. And they said they're going to destroy where Fort Decatur used to be and historical sites and this, that, and everything else.
And this application is preserving about 5 acres around Fort Decatur, so the site won't be disturbed. And we're working with the State Historic Preservation Office on that.
Okay.
So my question to you with regards to any impact on the town of Montville, Attorney Heller, is how long will this project take and, you know?
7 to 10 years.
This is across the river.
We're hoping seven because that is the likely timeline that we're going to have it ready for a converter station. Because I forget which is which, but offshore wind is, I think, alternating current, and it has to be converted to direct current before it's suitable for the grid or vice versa. But that's what that converter station is.
So is there going to be, I'm assuming, like, because I know that there has hours of operation of the excavation, are they going to be like Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be like hours, I think 7 to 4:30 or 5 and 8 to noon on Saturday.
So it's going to be a construction project for 7 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know enough about the application to say what sort of impact. I'm assuming that the hearing will open on Thursday. My guess is it will not be closed. What do you think? It's lettered, so.
If I was a betting man, I'd say that's a very good bet.
Yeah, so I think there is an opportunity to look into this a little bit more. This is being referred to as for any impact on the town of Montville. So I don't know if, you know, if you want to issue a concern about, we don't know enough about the project, I don't think right now to issue anything, but I can do some research in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, if you could please basically just,
It's not
identify.
It's actually an application.
Right.
For
if you could identify any concerns
from
our end, that would be fantastic.
Yes.
Are you going to attend the hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to attend the hearing?
I wasn't planning on it. You didn't really want me to. I'm sure Heller will fill me in.
Just asking.
That'll be my third meeting this week. So.
Oh, what day of the hearing?
She can read the minutes.
This Thursday.
The Thursday?
That's why I have to have vacation next week. I'll have to take two. Is that okay with the mayor if I go tomorrow, Thursday? No, I wasn't planning on it, but the application materials are available online. And I will look at them, and I can speak to Juliet Hodge, their town planner, and I can speak to Attorney Heller and if I have any questions as well.
Yeah, I'd be concerned with the hours of operation, because when I was in the city of Groton, we used to get complaints daily from the work going on in New London just because of the sound traveling across the river.
Well, when they were building the EV facility, it was loud.
It was going back and forth. Yeah.
And then when it was done, it was over, and you know, it's kind of like trains that go by my house. You're loud, but
you got used to it.
I guess after a while you get used to it. But yes, those are some things I'll be looking
at.
And then
I have nothing else.
Move for an adjourn.
What about the thing from the town of Preston?
What we just did.
Did that.
That was the text amendment before from this one.
Yeah.
Oh, I had them backwards. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that one we already addressed. And I'll just send you an email now if you need it.
All right, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Desjardins, seconded by Commissioner Longton. So we're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
As was by Paul Desjardins tonight.
Did you understand him to say